This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. British billionaire Richard Branson on Sunday soared more than 50 miles above the southwestern U.S. desert aboard his Virgin Galactic rocket plane and safely returned in the vehicle's first fully crewed test flight to space, a symbolic milestone for a venture he started 17 years ago. Branson was one of six Virgin Galactic employees strapped in for the ride and has touted the mission as the future to a new era of space tourism, with the company he founded in 2004 ready to begin commercial operations next year. The success of the flight also gave the entrepreneur bragging rights in a highly publicized rivalry with fellow billionaire Jeff Bezos, the Amazon online retail mogul who had hoped to fly into space first aboard his own space company's rocket. Authorities in South Florida said Sunday they are making progress in the painstaking search for victims of a deadly building collapse in Florida last month. Miami-Dade County's mayor says 90 deaths have now been confirmed in the collapse of the 12-story Champlain Towers South in Surfside, up from 86 a day before. Among them are 71 bodies that have been identified and their families have been notified, she said. Some 31 people remain listed as missing. She also says the unrelenting search amid the rubble has resulted in the recovery of over 14 million pounds of concrete and debris. An Israeli search and rescue team that arrived shortly after the building collapsed on June 24th was heading home Sunday after an emotional send-off in Surfside. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. British authorities warned against large gatherings ahead of the Euro 2020 football final Sunday, fearful of the highly transmissible Delta coronavirus variant that has fueled outbreaks across the world. London on Sunday will host more than 60,000 fans at Wembley Stadium for the final of the virus-delayed Euro 2020 championship, the biggest crowd at a British football stadium since the start of the pandemic as England takes on Italy. The known COVID-19 global death toll has topped 4 million, with the fight complicated by the emergence of variants that have accelerated outbreaks even in countries that had successfully weathered the early phases of the pandemic. South Korea, once held up as a model for COVID-19 responses, set to tighten restrictions Monday in and around the capital, Seoul, after new daily infections hit their highest level since the start of the pandemic. The Asia-Pacific region has seen a dramatic rise in cases, with Thailand, Indonesia, Pakistan, and Vietnam imposing fresh restrictions as a result. Israel said on Sunday it will begin offering a booster shot of Pfizer vaccine to adults with weak immune systems, but a government official says it's still weighing whether a third round of shots should be given to the general public. The country's health minister says effective immediately, adults with compromised immune systems who have received two doses of the Pfizer vaccine can get a booster shot, with a decision pending on wider distribution. Israel's swift vaccination rollout began in December, mainly supplied by Pfizer, and the company announced Thursday they will ask U.S. and European regulators within weeks to authorize booster shots. It cites an increased risk of infection after 6 months in seeking permission for a third shot, but did not share the data showing that risk, saying it will soon be made public. U.S. health officials said Friday fully vaccinated Americans do not currently need a booster shot. And Chinese state media is reporting heavy rains and flooding have forced thousands of people to evacuate in China's southwestern province of Sichuan, with authorities on Sunday urging citizens across the country to brace for more downpours. Torrential rain in the area since Friday has raised water levels of 14 rivers, swept away boats and bridges, and forced the evacuation of more than 4,600 people, according to state media. It claims no casualties have been reported, but says rain and flooding have affected more than 120,000 people, forced the cancellation of some train services, and caused millions of dollars worth of damage. China's National Meteorological Center on Sunday renewed an alert for rainstorms across the country, forecasting heavy rainfall across wide swaths of north and central China. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.